okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis, Lave. It's the Lave of Maseches Tumurah. Today we're going to do the Lave of Tumurah, Lamed Beis. Up to the Mishnah on Daf on the top of Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Here we go. Yeah, is that the same thing? Okay, here we go. Echad Kachi Mizbeach, the Echad Kachi Berek Habayis, whether you donate something as a Kachi Berek Habayis, or you donate something as a Kachi Mizbeach, Ein Mishanin Otsan Mi Kedusha Li Kedusha. You cannot change Kedushas. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. Kachi Berek Habayis. Kachi Berek Habayis. A Kachi Berek Habayis. Shehekdisham Lamizbeach. Lo Asa Klum. If you have a chair and you donate, which should be Berek Habayis, and you donate it as a Mizbeach, I'm going to bring this chair for a carbon ola. That's Lo Asa Klum, says Rashi. That's ridiculous. No such thing as that. And also, Kachi Mizbeach, if you do have a carbon, Ein Mishanin Mikedushas Ola. Once you designate a carbon as an ola, you can't change your mind. That's not tamura. Right? Have an ola. You know what? The wife says, you made an ola, we don't have to bring an ola. Shlomim, alright, I'll change it. That doesn't work. Okay? That's the first halacha. That halacha is so easy, right, that the Gemara is not even going to discuss it. Okay? Because it's a very simple halacha. Next. So we're going to the Gemara to answer that question. Next. Right, chair is easy. Next. Umakdishin Osan Hektish Ilui. You can make, I'm not even trying to translate this into English. You can make Kachim the best it is. Umachwimin Osan, it could also make a cherim vow. What does that mean? Let's see Rashi. It's a long Rashi. So Rashi is Umakdishin Osan Akachim Mizbeach Koi. When you have an animal for a mizbeach, hetish iluvoi, kigon, for example, the long Rashi, but it'll say great, kigon. Im amar al ola, if somebody says about an ola, hare zu leberek habayis, this is a berek habayis, now that you shouldn't do that, right? Malin oso bedamim, lefima shiesh lo koach ba, v'nosin legizbar. What that means is, you had an ola, and then you said, I am now donating this ola to a Berek Habayis. What do you have, now the ola doesn't go to Berek Habayis, it stays an ola. However, what do you have to give now to Berek Habayis? So says Rashi, it depends. It depends what you said when you were makdish the ola. Ditnan, the Erechin, Perek HaMekadesh, Machrim Adam es Kachav, a person can make a cherem vow after he has already designated the animal to be a carbon. In other words, I designate a carbon ola. I then say, I'm giving this to the kahanim as a cherem vow, or, as an Aram Mishnah, I'm giving it as a berek habayis. What do you have to give? Im neder, if you made a neder, right? No sein demeyem. You give money. V'im nedava, no sein es tovasa. And if you made a nedava, you just give the goodwill. What does that mean? Kigot klomar. Im behema zu haisa neder. In other words, when you originally made this animal into an ola, what did you say? If you said, I am making this animal, into an ola, you made the animal into an ola. Kigon to amar hare, I'm sorry, that's the opposite. Hare olai ola. You promised on yourself, I promised to bring an ola. Not specifically which animal. Since, what? Right. So if you made the neder, which is on you, I promised to bring the ola, v'hifrish zu l'nidro, and then you said, okay, well, I gotta bring one. Oh, that animal's fine. Kivon de'im mesa, o nigneva. If that animal dies, or gets stolen, chayev achriyasa, you have to bring another one. Why? Because the promise is on you. Therefore, nimsa shekula shalom. as if you're the entire owner of this animal. Why? Because if anything happens to you, you're responsible. Therefore, if you designated an Ola in that way, by saying, I promise to bring an Ola, and then you say something which you shouldn't say, but you then you said, and now I'm going to donate it to the Berech HaBayis, the value of that Ola, the same $100, has to be given out to the Berech HaBayis. And you bring the Ola. The where am I? The Nosim, Kol Domeha L'Cherem HaKohen. In that Mishnah there in Erechin, it was you have to give it to the Cherem, the Kohanim. What Dinam in the Berech HaBayis? Same thing over here. Im Hitfis, Kache Mizbeach L'Berech HaBayis. If you have a Kache Mizbeach, Hitfis means, and you promise it to the Berech HaBayis. So what do you give to the Berech HaBayis? The value of the animal. The Im Nedava, but if it's a Nedava, meaning, I didn't promise myself to bring an Ola, I just said, I will bring that animal as an Ola. And if that animal dies or gets stolen, or something happens to it, I'm off the hook. So my connection to that animal is very slight. It's very slight. So therefore, I said I'm going to bring that animal for an Ola. Then I said I'm going to bring that animal for Berech HaBayis. What do I have to give now to the Berech HaBayis? The value of the Ola? No. I don't own that Ola. I mean, I own it, but my responsibility to it is not that deep. Therefore, if that animal were to die, you would not have to replace it. Nimtza, therefore, elo chelek ba, ela tovas hana. The only connection I have really to that animal is goodwill. What does goodwill mean? Dirashai, in other words, a Kohen can come over, a guy, not a Kohen, a Yisrael can come over to me and say, listen, you have to bring an Ola. If you do me a favor, can you bring the Ola next month when my grandson's going to be in the Avodah? Let him get the hide. Let him make some $2. Here's $5. Go do that for me. Right? Yeah, you'll say, well, why not? Not 100%. Fine. No problem. All you have to get, that, right? So that's your whole connection to this animal. That you have the right to accept a few dollars to bring it to someone's grandson. That's all you have. Because if it dies, you don't have to replace it. So if you have it all like that, and then you promise it to Berech HaBayis, all you have to give Berech HaBayis is $5. That's it. Right? The coin gets it. The whole coin gets it. Exactly. You have less responsibility if you do it that way. Absolutely. Because somebody wants to show how dedicated they are. And no matter what, I'm going to do it. Right? You're allowed to take a few dollars from your friend, the Yisrael. Only the Yisrael can do this, not a Kohen. So that's for his grandson can get the few dollars of the hide. That's the amount that you have to give to Berech HaBayis. That's the amount. You hear that? Very good. Ineffective. Correct. I think it's we learn out of Sukkim. Right. Yeah. Now, via Mesu, I'm sorry, Umachrim and Oso, and what we just said about Berech HaBayis applies to Cherem also, same thing, same halacha. If you have a carbon, which you then designate as a Berech HaBayis, or as a cherem, you have a carbon, you designate it as an ola. Then, for some reason, I don't know why you did this, you then said, now I'm going to bring it for a Berech HaBayis, same animal. You can't do that. So you have to give them money, right? Berech HaBayis is money now. Either the value of the full ola or the value of the tovas hanah. Same thing, machrim and oso. If same halacha would be if you said, instead of giving it to the Berech HaBayis, we're giving it to the kahanim. Same story. In Mesu, if the animal died, Yikberu, it's buried. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kadje Berech HaBayis. What? There's only one animal here. He made the same animal. Right, you made one animal for two things. Right, exactly. So if in Mesu, Yikberu died, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kadje Berech HaBayis, in Mesu, Yiftu. If it's a Kadje Berech HaBayis, in Mesu, if it dies, Yiftu, it gets redeemed. Why? So we went the other day. We don't redeem animals for giving it to the Zohar. Which is why Korbanos are not redeemed if they die. But if it's Perek HaBayis, it's Hashem, why not? Right. So what's the question? So why what's going on here? No. Right, so the question is, it should be nothing no matter what. We're not disputing that it's an ova. We're not disputing that it's an ova. Doesn't change that it's an ova. Yes, you can. Yeah. Exactly. That all doesn't change. What'd you say? You said something crazy. Why'd you do that? So, I don't know why you did it, but the ola doesn't change. I'm sorry if it wasn't clear. The ola stays an ola. You... Exactly. All he did was lose more money. Exactly. You said the ola's an ola. Then, you said something in you know what? I want to change this. I want to bring it to Bet HaKabayis now. So, first of all, that doesn't work. And we are going to bill you. The Bet HaKabayis says, they send you a bill. Okay? Almost. Right. Okay, now, there are three things going on here. There's Berek HaBayis, Mizbeach, which is a carbon, and the third thing is Cherem to a Kohen. Right? So the Gemara is now going to be busy with, what if it goes from Berek HaBayis to Mizbeach? Mizbeach to Cherem. Cherem to Berek HaBayis. Which one's first, and do they work? Right, so there are transfers here. There are three possibilities, and each one can be transferred to the other two. Right? So, Amar Rav Huna makes the following statement. Kadshe Mizbeach, if you have a carbon, Shehitfisan L'cherme Kahanim, Lo Asaklum. From carbon to Kohen is no good. That does not work. In other words, the Kahanim cannot even send you a bill. Again, it doesn't lose its status as a carbon no matter what. You have a carbon, and then you say, you know what? I don't want to give this for a carbon. I'd rather give it to my buddy, the Kohen. That doesn't, it stays a carbon. The question is, can your buddy now stick his hand out and say, please give me the value of that animal? That's the only question. And Rav Huna said, absolutely not. Okay, Rav Huna said, no. My time, why not? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, right? Kol Cherem Kodesh Kadashim Hu Lashem. Every Cherem is Kodesh Kadashim. And we make a drasha. Kol Cherem, the Kodesh Kadashim Havei, any Cherem that started out as Kodesh Kadashim, it started out as a carbon. Hahu Lashem Lahavei, it remains a carbon. It remains for Hashem. So it's a drasha. Okay? So what do we want to say again? From Mizbeach, the Cherem does not work at all. Meisvei, wait a minute, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, Kodshe Berek HaBayis. Shehetvison, if you had Kodshe Berek HaBayis, right? Bein LeKodshe Mizbeach. Bein LeKodshe Mizbeach. Bein LeChar Mekahanim. One second. I'm sorry, Gizun. I'm sorry, this is a Brisa. It's not our Mishnah. It's a Brisa. Meisvei, again. That means you had Berek HaBayis. You then transfer it either to Cherem or Mizbeach. They're both no good. Cherem Kahanim. What about a Cherem? You promised to give a Kohen something. Shedvison. And then you switch. Ben Kachi Mizbeach. Ben Kachi Berek HaBayis. Lo Asaklum. Cherem to either one doesn't work. Mizbeach HaBayis to either one doesn't work. That's mashma. That Mizbeach to either one does work. This price only mentions two out of the three. The third one would work. The third one is the one Rav Huna said doesn't work. It doesn't address it. So by leaving it, what? Interesting. I hear you. It doesn't address it, but it's an inference. The whole shas is an inference. These two don't work, which it implies that the third one would work. And Rav Huna said the third one does not work. Okay, now, The other two are Berek HaBayit and Cherub. Berek HaBayit didn't work if you switch it to the other two, and Cherub didn't work if you switch it to the other two. All of whom it's said by the Mizbeach was, it doesn't work if you switch it to Cherub. That does not work. What about if you switch it to Berek HaBayit? We don't know. I don't know. So the Gemara says, HaKachim Mizbeach, Shehit Pitz Lefar Mechama, Ha kachim mizbeach, but if kachim mizbeach shehit fitz lachar mekahanim, a mizbeach to a kohen, masha asa asa, that would work. That would work. That would work.
Doesn't sound in the brisa.
Obviously, it would work. So you have to do Rav Huna. That's a kash on Rav Huna. Amalak Rav Huna. Now, ki shayara. When would it work? Ahada shayara. On the other case, which is the other case. Kachim mizbeach shatfis from Berek HaBayit masha asa asa. From mizbeach to Berek HaBayit, that's the one that works. That was, by the way, in our Mishnah. That's our long mashnah that we read. That would work. From mizbeach to Berek HaBayit, that would work.
If it would work, why isn't it in the brisa? Why isn't that in the brisa?
Why doesn't the brisa tell us that? Avol chermei kahanim lo asa klum, but from mizbeach to cherem does not work. So listening to Gavi Hanach, why isn't that in the Brisa? So the Gemara answers, because the Brisa spoke about, Huna said, if you have a mizbeah, an animal, and you designate it as a carbon, and you then, for some reason, you say, about the same animal, now I'm not going to bring it for a carbon, I'm going to give it to the Kahana now as a donation. Okay? It doesn't work. He said it doesn't work. What? No, avacher mekahanim, aval licher mekahanim lo asaklum. So then, why is it that in the brisa? Listen to Gavi Hanach again. The brisa says cherem to either of the other two doesn't work. Berek HaBayit to either of the other two doesn't work. Mizbeach to cherem also doesn't work. But mizbeach to Berek HaBayit, that does work. The Gemara answers: Tana the is beitarti katani, less beitarti lo katani. The reason is very simple. Because the Bryce is talking about trying to transfer one to two things. Our case now, the third thing left, Mizbeach, to Berek HaBayit, it does work. The Cherem, it doesn't. That's why it's not in the Bryce. It's not in the Bryce because only one of them doesn't work. Only one way it doesn't work. The other two, both ways. Does that make any sense? The Bryce has said that Mizbeach, that a Berek HaBayit cannot be transferred to Cherem or Mizbeach. Cherem cannot be transferred to Berek HaBayit or Mizbeach. Mizbeach cannot be transferred only to Berek HaBayit, only to Cherem. To Berek HaBayit, it can work. Therefore, the Brisa left it out. Because the other two, it doesn't work to both. Here, it only doesn't work to one. Right. You hear that? Okay. Tanan. Now, we looked at our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, remember what we said? That we if you have a mizbeah and you transfer it to a Berek HaBayit, what happens? We send you a check we'll send you a bill, whatever we can send you a bill for. Either the full amount, if it's in the neder, or tovas hana, if it's in the dava. My lav, hektashi luvai, doesn't that mean, leberek HaBayit, umachwimin, cherme kohen? Doesn't that mean, both cases, and if it's Kasha and Rav Huna, lo, no, edi v'edi, v'kodshe, Berek HaBayit. What does it mean, edi v'edi, both cases? Right? Oh, both cases in the Mishnah of Hekta Shiluvoy, and then the next two words are Machrimen also. Lo, edi v'edi, v'kodshe, Berek HaBayit. Loshna mapik hu loshen hektish leberek habayit. Loshna mapik lu loshen cherme leberek habayit. It doesn't make a difference what loshen you use, but if it goes from mizbeach to cherem, that would not work. Okay. V'halo tana hachi. We didn't learn that way. V'tanya we learned. V'tanya bebraisa hektish yiluvoi. If you do this transfer. We try to make it work as best as possible, which means kodje berek habayis, right? If it's kodje berek habayis, machwimen oso cherme kahanan. And the Ode, Hatanya, Kodshim Mizbeach, Kodshim is black and white. Mizbeach, Mepishin, Lecher Mekahanim, Masha Asa Asad.
If it goes from Mizbeach, Cherem,
that works. Ravuna said it doesn't work. The answer is, Tiyofta de Ravuna, Tiyofta. Ravuna's wrong. So we started off at the top of the page saying Ravuna said something. We had a very complicated page, no one understands it. Now we get to the bottom, he's wrong anyway. Okay? Vaha, Ravuna Krakamar. Didn't Ravuna quote a pasuk? How can he be wrong? Didn't Ravuna quote a pasuk? How can he be wrong? He quoted a pasuk. And the Gemara answers, Amar Ula, Amar Kra, Cherem, the pasuk that he quoted, the pasuk that he quoted said, Kol Cherem, any Cherem that starts off being a kachim, meaning a carbon, remains a carbon. Right? Says Ula, that doesn't mean that it can't transfer. What that means is, Amar Ula, Amar Kro Cherem, Kol Cherem. The word Kol is extra, right? And I could learn an entirely different shot in this pasuk. That what? That you can, just the opposite. That you can make Cherem on anything, even something that's already a carbon. Okay? Now, on the second to bottom line, Umi Amar Ula Hachi, did Ula say that? Okay. For those who just walked in late, let me explain what's going on over here, because you're never going to figure this out. There are three things you can do to an animal regarding Kedusha. You can make it into a carbon, which is called in the Gemara Mizbeach. You can make it into Berech HaBayis, which is a donation to the upkeep of the temple. And the third thing is you can give it to a Kohen. You can give it to a Kohen as a donation. That's called Cherem. You can do one of those three. Let's say you do one of those three. You bring it for a carbon. Now you know what? I changed my mind. I want, it's not tomorrow. I want to take the animal that I had made into a carbon, and now I want to transfer it to some other kedusha. Originally it was a carbon. I want to make the same animal, and now I'm going to undo the carbon status. I'm not going to make a chulin. That I can't do. I'm going to give it out to the Kahanim as a Cherem vow. So we ended up saying that you could do that. From Mizbeach to Cherem will work. Every other combo is not working. From a Berech HaBayis to a carbon, none of it works. This one works. Now, when I say it works, well, Rashi explains, the animal's being brought as a carbon no matter what. Because once you make an animal to a carbon, you can't undo that. Question is, you bought an animal for $100. Now you said, I want to transfer the Kedusha to a Cherem. The animal stays as a carbon. You now have to give $100 to the Kohen. That's all that happened. Okay? Now, Ula, Ravuna said it would not work, and Ravuna quoted a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Cherem Kodesh Kodesh Bul Hashem, which means any Cherem, right? Kol Cherem Kodesh is Kodesh Kachim, and Ravuna made a drasha. That means that a Cherem, that if the Cherem was originally a carbon, it doesn't work. Why? Because Kodesh Kachim, it stays for Hashem. Comes along Ula, and we disproved him. We said he's wrong. Therefore, if it goes from carbon to Cherem, that transfer works. Again, the animal stays as a carbon. But you have to give the coin now $100. How do I know that? So it says Ula, it says Kol Cherem, which means that it does work. Even if something is Kodesh Kachim, I can still transfer it. Again, I'm not transferring the animal. The animal's staying as a carbon. What am I transferring? I'm transferring my pocketbook. I got it, I give the Kohen another $100. We're going to get to it in a minute with the Chazal. We're going to get to that in a minute. We'll see. Okay? So that's what Ula said. Ula said that the pasuk is the opposite. Ravuna said the pasuk taught us you cannot do this. We said a tuft on him. So Gemara said, how can they have a tuft? He has a pasuk. So Ula said, no, the pasuk means it's the opposite. It means you can do it. Okay. So far so good. That's what's going on here. Okay. Now umi amar Ula hachi. Did Ula really say this? But amar Ula. Ula said, hamatvis Ola leberek habayit. If somebody has an Ola, and he transfers the Kedusha to Berech HaBayis. In other words, he tries to get out of the Ola and make it into a Berech HaBayis. lo ein ba ela ikuv gizbar bilvad. All you did was require the gizbar to be at the sacrificing of that olah. In other words, why? What does that mean? What does that mean? Look at Rashi. She'ena kreva, top Rashi in our base. What happened? You had an olah. You then said you want to try to undo the olah and turn it into a bet kabayis. We said, right, that if you do that, our Mishnah said that. Yes, our Mishnah did say that. Right? Our Mishnah said, if you try to do that, you have to pay, our Mishnah was unclear. Our Mishnah said, umakdishino hetashi levoy. Right? Now, says Ula, only thing that happens now is, the gizbar, the representative of the temple, has to show up at the sacrificing of that Ula. Why? What does it show up for? So Rashi says, she'ena kreva, adjiyavi'u gizbar in laman al-gaba. You won't sacrifice the Ula until the gizbar shows up. Why not? Kidarmina ba'alma, we have a rule in general, heich karbona shal adam karavu en omen al-gaba. How can you bring a car when the owner's not there? In other words, when you say, I have an Ola here, now I'm going to give it to the Bedek Abayis. He becomes an owner. The Bedek Abayis becomes an owner, he has to show up, he has to be there. Aval bought shum damim, any transfer of funds, lo yayav Bedek Abayis. They don't get a nickel. All they get is this amorphous ownership, they have to be there now. So all you did was make the gizbar leave his office, come to the Ola and watch them shacht it, then he can go back to his office. Does he get any money? No. So Ula is saying no. Ula is saying no. Yeah. Yeah.
What else is
happening? That was a detail. That was a detail. Now, I'm not exactly sure how Ula can argue on the Mishnah. I'm not exactly sure how Ula is doing this. Because the Mishnah said this does work. Right? What Marcel's alluding to is, the Mishnah said, Rashi explained the Mishnah. I'll say it again. I'm going to finish it off today. Rashi explained that the Mishnah said like this. If you have an Ola, and you transfer the Kedusha to the Bedek Abayis, or you transfer the Kedusha to the Kahanim, that depends what kind of Ola you have. If you had an Ola where you promised to bring an Ola, so if that animal dies, you can bring another one. Doesn't make a difference. You're considered to have the full value of that Ola, $100. Therefore, you have to give $100 to Bedek Abayis. However, if you only said, I'm going to bring that carbon for an Ola, so if that dies, you're off the hook. So your connection to it is very shallow. So Rashi said, the only thing you have to give is Tova Tana, which would mean, a guy comes up and says, listen, my grandson's a Kohen. He could use some help. So you bring the Ola next month when he's the Mishmar. He can get the hide. He can sell the hide. I'll give you $5 for it. I'll give you $5 if you do that. So then all you have to give the Bedek Abayis is $5. Ula's coming along and saying, no, you don't have to give a nickel. Just the gizbar has to show up. So I'm not exactly sure how Ula can argue on a mission. I'm not exactly sure how he can do that. Because he becomes the owner. And the owner has to be at the shechting. He's called the owner. That's exactly the point. No, nothing. He gained something out of it. All you made him do is leave his office. It's an Ola. That never changes. It never loses status as a carbon. He's considered an owner because he's the one bringing it. No, but if it dies, he has to bring another one. And he's considered the owner. The culture. The owner. The real owner. The real owner. Exactly. Exactly. The culture lecher mekahanim. What's the point of this whole masechta? You say things you shouldn't be saying. You shouldn't be saying it, but you did say it. Right? You had a carbon. You said, I'm giving it to the gizbar now. I'm giving it to Bedek Abayis. It does not lose its status as a carbon no matter what you said. The question is, can the gizbar send you a bill? Ula says, no, he can't send you a bill. What'd you do to him? You made him leave his office and come to the shechting. That's all you did to him. Why? Because he's considered an owner a little bit. Nothing else changed. Nothing else changed. Da'afilu Rav Huna havi polag acher mekahanim humo da'berek abayit. Even Ula, even Rav Huna, right, who said that nothing happened by a Kohen, or the Kohanim, would certainly agree on Berak HaBayit over here. Okay? Again, I'm not exactly sure how could Ula argue on the Mishnah. I must be missing something. Right? So there's a kasha here on Ula. What's the kasha on Ula? There's a kasha here on Ula. The kasha is, even Rav Huna, that said, that's exactly the kasha. How can Ula argue on the Mishnah? That's exactly the kasha. Ula said that this doesn't work, right? How could this not work? The Mishnah said it works. The Mishnah said the Gizbar can send you a bill. Now Ula said no. Right? The Mishnah said, I keep bothering you. How could Ula argue with the Mishnah? That's exactly the kasha. Ula said that the Gizbar gets that one nickel. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said either he gets $100 or $5. Depending on what you said. Not zero. How could Ula say he gets zero? That's exactly the kasha. Right? The Gemara answers, one second, I'm not sure I'm right about that. Kashal Ula, it's Kashan Ula. Right. So the kasha is like this. If, I'm not sure if Ula can argue in the Mishnah, but if Ula holds this, he would certainly hold that it wouldn't work by Cherem. If it doesn't work, Berak HaBayit is higher than Cherem. If it doesn't work on Berak HaBayit, it can't work on Cherem either. Right? Rav Huna said it doesn't work on Cherem. But we had a tiyufta on him. He's wrong. And Ula comes along, I'll tell you why he's wrong. Because the pasuk includes it. Now we're saying Ula holds. It doesn't work. The steer in Ula. How could Ula go ahead and knock Rav Huna when he holds the exact same way? Ula said, we had a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said it doesn't work. And Ula said, no. Rav Huna's dead wrong. There was a pasuk. No, the pasuk was the exact opposite. The pasuk meant to include that it does work. Now, they have a hierarchy. With Mizbeach, Berak HaBayit and Cherem. If it doesn't work at Berak HaBayit, it doesn't work at Cherem. Ula just said it doesn't work at Berak HaBayit. How can it work on Cherem? How can it work? So Ula is even worse than Rav Huna now. So the Gemara answers, no, Midrabanan. This is only a Din Derabanan. Midrabanan it works. Midrabayit said it doesn't work. After all, it doesn't work. Midrabanan we're going to make it work. And across Lemi'ila the Asa. The pasuk is talking about Mi'ila. Okay? What? No, Midrabanan, if you say this, Midrabanan, you've done nothing. Midrabanan, we're going to make the coin come get money from you. Midrabanan. And what about the pasuk? The pasuk, Midrabanan, Ukra, and the pasuk, Mi'ila Asa. The pasuk is coming to tell you that there's a story of Mi'ila, that what? That on these cherem there'll be an Isra Me'ila. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. Now the Gemara says, Lemi'ila, Lamali Kra. What do we need a pasuk for? It's Me'ila. If it's Me'ila, it's Me'ila. Lamali Kra, Kachi Kachim Ksibbuhu. It says Kachi Kachim. Ela Afagaf the Kachi Kachim Ksibbuhu. Boy Kral or Abinu Lemi'ila. Just because it says the word Kachi Kachim, it doesn't mean I don't need a pasuk for Me'ila. Well, because the Gemara will flesh it out in a minute. Charamim Nami. Cherem also. Kachim. Even though they're Kachim Kachim, Ksibbuhu, Barikra, Lorabinu, Me'ila. Just because it says Kachim Kachim, I still need a pasta to tell me Me'ila. I still need a pasta to tell me that this is also from Me'ila. What does that mean? Gufa. You just said, Hamakdish Ola, Berak HaBayit. If somebody designates an Ola and then changes it to Berak HaBayit, Ein Ba Ela Ikav Gizbar Bobad. The only thing you did was make a tircha on the Gizbar. That's all you did. Don't transfer. Meisvei, wait a minute. Hamakdish Ola leBerak HaBayis. If you designate Ola to Berak HaBayis, Asar leShachta Ad SheTifteh. You're not allowed to shecht it till you redeem it, which implies that the Gizra does get money. Gemara answers, Midrabanan. That's not Midrabanan. Midrabanan will say that. Midrabanan doesn't work. Midrabanan will make it work. Hakanam Misarba, that makes a lot of sense. They totally safe because it says in the safe of that price, Im Avar Bishakta, if you went ahead and shechted it, Masha Asa Asa. What you did is good. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Elamai Midrabanan. So you're telling me now it's Midrabanan at work? Ihachi, Ema Seifa. What about the Seifa? The Seifa says, Moalin Shtei Me'ilos. You're going to be over Me'ilos twice. What's two Me'ilos? Kachim is Be'ach and Kachim Be'ach Abayas. But wait a minute. V'i Derabanan, Amai Shtei Me'ilos. I guess there'll be Me'ilos Derabanan. The Tosfos says, of course there'll be Me'ilos Derabanan. We have many times. The Tosfos says, we never have Me'ilos Derabanan, but we also have Me'ilos Daraita. That you can't have. So if this started out as a carbon, I understand the meal on that. Now you made it better kabbayis. The meal on that? It's only the Rabbanan. You're already over meal. How many times are you going to be over the same thing? So the Gemara answers, you're right. Hachikamar. Ru'oyal limo shtei meilos. It would be possible to be over two meilos if it would be daraisa. Okay? Whew. Next. V'yemesu yikburu. If it died, you have to bury it. Amar b'yachanan l'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who said that if it died, you have to bury it. Echad kachim is beach, then should kachim better kabayis, hayu bechlal hamadav aracha. They were both, kachim is beach and kachim better kabayis, have a requirement that in order to redeem it, you have to stand it up and see how much it's worth. Since it died, it can't stand, and it's buried. Rish Lakish Amar, li Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, kachim better kabayis, hayu bechlal hamadav aracha. That's only true if it's better kabayis. Kachim is beach, lo hayu bechlal hamadav aracha. Kachim Mizbeach is not under that requirement. Therefore, if it's Kachim Mizbeach, it can be evaluated even if it's dead. Which is exactly what Rav Shimon said. Bezeh bezeh modil Rav Shimon, and they both agree to Rav Shimon, the Kachim Berakabayit, lo hayu b'chal amadav haracha, Kachim Berakabayit never has that requirement, Kachim Mizbeach, hayu b'chal amadav haracha. And Kachim Mizbeach does have that requirement, but Dibri HaKol, and everybody agrees, that Balmum, if it has a mum meikaro originally, lo haya bechlal hamadav aracha. It was not included in hamadav aracha. Okay? That means if you designate an animal and it had a mum already, while you designated it, you've done nothing, you don't have to now stand it up. And how much is it worth? There's no kedush at all. Okay? Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah. From Shimon Omer, kachi berek habayis shemesu yiftu. A kachi berek habayis that died, you redeem it. Now wait a minute. Bishlam alirab Yochanan the Amar Rabbanan echadeh. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who said both of them, according to the Rabbanan, who's the Tanakama? Hayu bechal hamadav aracha, that they both require hamadav aracha. Hanadit to Rav Shimon leprushe. That's Rav Shimon has to specify and say kachi berek habayis shemeitu yiftu. Right? He has to say which one I disagree with. El Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, lamalil leprushe. Why do you have to specify? Lema let him say, it may so yiftu. The answer is, Amr Shlakish. Rav Shimon lo havi yada my Tanakama. Because according to Rish Lakish, Rav Shimon didn't know what the Tanakama meant. Bakhi Kamal, here's what he said. If it's kachim mizbeach, modin aloch, then I agree with you. But kachim better kabayis, I don't agree with you. It may so yiftu. And I hold that if it died, you have to redeem it. You know, by the way, the end was not hard. It was just like six cheetahs. So you have to just go over it again later, and tomorrow we'll pick up from Tanya Kavasa Derby. Okay?